Good morning, church family. It is good to see everyone here this morning and to see all the yellow shirts. So it is a joy of mine today to get to share a little bit about our Compton trip that happened in the middle of June. Before I ask a few of our group members to come up and also share a bit of what God put on their heart after reflecting on our trip. So to give a little recap for you, we had 26 high school juniors and seniors from Faith YP and 10 adults that drove to Des Moines on a Monday morning in June to fly to LAX, to Compton, California. A really cool thing for me about this trip was that on our way leading up to it, in the preparations and all of this, I heard students talking about how this would be their second or third trip, and I heard adult team leads talking about, how many trips, John? 14 plus? A lot of trips to this place. And so I think what a beautiful thing this morning that we are singing and speaking of God's faithfulness, because I think that that is also reflected in the time that we got to spend in Compton and the way that God has weaved Faith CRC's story with Compton and the Compton Initiative. So if you could go to the next slide, I will start with that this morning. As I experienced this for the first time, I think there are just a few stories that stuck out in my mind and that God used to touch my heart when I was experiencing Compton with this group. And that is what I'll be sharing this morning. So the first was getting to meet Todd and Karen. So Todd is in the photo. There isn't a photo of Karen. She's beautiful. You should all meet her. But these two people are the ones that we got to meet and really spend our time serving alongside as we worked with the Compton Initiative, which is who we partner with when we go down there on these mission trips. Todd was a super fun guy. He was so hospitable, and he shared with our group the heart that he has for what the Compton Initiative is all about and how he wants to bring restoration and the restoration that that Christ brings us into to the Compton community. And so to hear the ways that he goes about doing that by going through his community and just having conversations and finding people who God is calling him and this group to serve was really cool. And Karen as well, she got to tell us the stories of how she grew up in this place and the ways that Jesus convicted her and changed her life and how that then moved her to be a part of serving this community and wanting that change of Christ to happen in other people's lives. And so those are really two people that just impacted me deeply when we got to have conversations with them and hear them share stories with our group. If you could go to the next slide. So my team and John's team actually got to serve at Miss Ingrid's house, and it was such a blessing. Miss Ingrid is a 101-year-old woman of God who just had the light of Christ shining through her. It was so fun to see the way that she told the story of Compton through family to me. When we were there, we were met first with her two daughters, who were there almost every day that we served, and they were there to like welcome us and make sure that we had waters and snacks and all of these things. They were just so hospitable and servant forward in the way that we were like, oh, we came to serve you. So what a beautiful picture of how the community of Christ works. But along with her two daughters, which are in that picture, we got to meet one of her sisters who lived nearby, and we got to meet her granddaughter and her granddaughter's three children. And it just reminded me and showed me the picture that was how family is so important everywhere, right? And the way that God can use that to bless people. And so Miss Ingrid was a real joy to get to serve. If you go to the next slide, Don, thank you. And I think one of the most God-led moments for me was getting to meet Ever. Ever is the gentleman in the black shirt there. And this was, I think, our last day of work that we did when we were in Compton, where our team got to go and we were told, hey, there's an alleyway across from Todd, the director's house, and it is covered in graffiti. And so we would like to go use some of this extra paint that we have to paint that over, to give it a fresh new look into this alley. And I was prepped then before we went into that alley, hey, if anyone comes up to you and is mad that you are painting over these tags that could be from youth, could be from gangs, this is what you say, and you know, you direct him to Todd across the street. So I was like, okay, I'm ready to say exactly what I was just told, if that's going to happen. And we experienced the complete opposite. Every person who had a house that touched one of the walls that we were painting came out and gave us water, asked if we needed something to eat, and we're so grateful that we were going and wanting to do this to help again bring restoration to Compton. We were supposed to do 3 walls. I think we ended up doing 6 or 7 because people were kind of like, do you have more paint that you could just keep going? And we were like, yeah, we'll go till we are out of paint. And one of those neighbors was Ever. And not only did he come out and bring us cold Coca-Cola in the middle of our day, but he then went back into his house, got some gloves, and said, can I help you? And we were like, yes, like, please help us restore this area because it means so much to you. And so he worked with us for 2 or 3 hours, and we got to hear his story of moving from El Salvador when he was 9 years old, moving into Compton, and the way that he experienced Compton growing up, and the hope that he has for it to be impacted for the better. And a really cool thing was, again, we were right across the street from Todd, the director of Compton Initiative's house, and we said, hey, like, have you met Todd? Because some of the things you're talking about are things that Todd's heart is for. And so we got to witness that connection first happen. And I, you know, got to overhear them talking about what they both hope for the youth of Compton, for the ways that they want better for their lives. And that was just a really beautiful thing to get to hear that vision that was shared by two people that didn't know each other but lived across the street. And so that was a huge God moment for me. If you can go to the next slide. So then, City Church, we're such beautiful hosts. Everyone that lived on that compound was awesome. Pat and Julie in particular opened their home to us, made sure that the church was ready for our gentlemen to stay in, and they just showed the love of Jesus to us as much as they do the city of Compton every single week that they're there. And so it was just so great to hear some of their story and the ways that because they are there dedicated to this city, they have seen God work over and over and over again in ways that only God can. And if you can go to the last slide here, we got to then see the turf that actually our church community got to help fund during our Sunday education fundraiser last year. And so Gene and I were just so excited about that. So we took this picture on the turf, and it was so fun throughout the week to see it being used for kids to play on, for us to play on and have worship night on. And then on Sunday, we got to see their church community come and have a Father's Day potluck, and everyone was just using this in such cool ways. So thank you all for getting to be a part of that, for donating towards that, and it was fun to get to witness that firsthand. And so, just one last thing for me, I'm gonna have a few of our trip members come join me up here to share about what was on their heart from our trip. And as they are walking up, I just want to share a part of a text message that Todd had sent Derek on our last day in Compton, because I think that it just shows exactly why trips like this are just such a gift from God that we get to be a part of. So, Todd said, to our friends from Faith CRC, as a director of the Compton Initiative, I am grateful beyond words for the work that you accomplish, the houses you paint, the fences you build, the fences you tear down, the yards you restore, and the places you beautify make a real and visible difference in our community. Some of you have been coming for years, some more than a decade. In a world where commitments are often temporary, your faithfulness speaks loudly. It tells our community, you are not forgotten. You matter. We will keep showing up. The paint on these homes will eventually fade. The fences will weather. The weeds will grow back. But the love you demonstrate remains. The relationships you build remain. The hope that you bring remains. Scripture tells us, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. You have lived those words out among us. Thank you for serving with humility. Thank you for serving with joy. Thank you for serving faithfully. Thank you for loving a city that many of you had no reason to love, except that Christ first loved you. When people ask me what gives me hope for Compton, I think of moments like this. I think of young people and adults traveling halfway across the country to serve people that they have never met. I think of believers working side by side, united by the gospel, rather than divided by geography, race, age, or background. That is a glimpse of the kingdom of God. Amen, Todd. Those words were just such a perfect depiction of what it means for a group from Pella, Iowa, to go and be a part of what the Compton Initiative is doing, right? We get to be a part of what God is doing to build his kingdom in Compton. And that was such a blessing for me to be a part of. So thank all of you. Thank you, the parents who sent their children with us. Thank you to the families who did that. Thank you for those who supported us financially. And thank you so, so much for your prayers. The Lord worked through all of that in such beautiful ways. And so now I'm going to let a few of our other team members share how they saw that throughout the week.
My name is Silas Shulker, and my tagline for our Compton trip this year was changing hearts. And I saw this in a couple different ways when we were there. One way I saw this was through all the people we met and just how joyful they all were. It's easy to hear all the bad things about Compton and just assume the worst, but there are so many amazing people in Compton who love the Lord and strive to change their city and all the people around them every single day. Another way I saw this was the hearts of our Compton group. One of my favorite parts of the trip was just dedicating every night to for God sightings, and that was one of my favorite parts. And for me personally, I know that this trip softened my heart, and I was able to see God everywhere I looked and appreciate his works in ways I've never seen before.
My name is Chloe Nickel, and the words that I chose this year were willing and working. It was incredible to see the willingness of the people of Compton to not only let us into their stories, but also work right alongside us at our job sites. So like Miranda mentioned earlier, at my job site, we worked at the home of a 101-year-old woman and the generations of her family. And it was amazing to get to talk with them and see that the love that they all have for each other. They are so willing to trust in God's plan for Compton, and in the meantime, work hard to make an impact. They were incredibly grateful for us and the work that we did, but we were also incredibly grateful for their willingness to welcome us to their home. And I think my main takeaway from this trip is the heart posture that I saw in the people there, and that's just one that is super willing to trust in the Lord and in the meantime, work for him.
I'm Maddie DeVries, and my tagline was Constant Grace and Gratitude. I chose this first because of how constant God's presence was throughout the entire trip. For me, I felt like I was surrounded by such a strong Christian community during my time in Compton, and God really felt so close the entire time I was there. Because of this, I was reminded of just how much grace God has for us, and despite the fact that we do nothing to deserve it, we receive unconditional love from him. The other piece of my tagline was constant gratitude. This was something I noticed at my worksite, which was the same one as Chloe. My team was painting a house that was filled with many generations of a family. And when we finished, we got to speak with one of the ladies living in the home. Her name was Michelle. She said thank you about 20 times and was so speechless and was moved to tears. And it was really cool to see how something as simple as painting a house could be such a fresh start for this family, and to see how much gratitude and appreciation that they had for that.
I'm Brad, I'm one of the adult leaders that went along, and my tagline originally was Connections 2.0, because I had connections before. It's just amazing with Todd and Pat and all the connections that we've made with the folks in Compton, that's important. But I switched my tagline to Give Me Your Eyes, because at one of the devotions, I shared the lyrics, or my group did, share the lyrics of Brandon Heath's song, Give Me Your Eyes. And I don't know if any of you know that song. Anybody familiar with that song, Give Me Your Eyes? If you're not, dial it up sometime on your Spotify. But it gives a good picture of what God sees. And I have it in my truck. A little card that I have on the dashboard. It's one of my prayers every day to give me your eyes, give me your heart, Lord, to see the people that are all around me. And that was my tagline in California as well, to just help me see people the way you see people. Help me to see the beauty of all of this stuff amidst the rubble and the faded paint and the graffiti. Help me see you. And boy, he really does show up in those times. I snuck a picture one time during prayer. I hope. Do we have a slideshow going here? Maybe. Did it get on there? I don't know. All right. Well, I snuck a picture during prayer at Miss Ingrid's house. And one of the times where I truly felt that God just showed me how he saw things is when Chloe and Kinsey and John had their hands on Miss Ingrid and her family as we were praying. It was unbelievable. It was a lump in your throat moment for me just to see the beauty of that, of generations coming together and loving the Lord. And God truly gave me his eyes. And you know, just the other times when we're around on the last day, we go to all of our work sites and we pray with the people that we worked with and for the families. And to see 36 people with their hands on a house praying individually and asking God to bless that family and bless that house, truly a time when God gave me his eyes. So it's a great trip. I want to encourage those of you who haven't had the opportunity to take it, because God will bless you, and we can in turn bless other people. So thanks for your support.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Yep, feel free. So then, just like these four came up and shared their taglines, you'll see each person with a yellow shirt on today. And there are even some that aren't here. But every person that went on this trip has a tagline. So either today after service or next week, when you catch one of those people that you know was on this trip, I encourage you to ask them about their tagline. They were told this would happen. And so I think that is just a beautiful way that our community can continue to give witness to how God is at work. So thank you all.